Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
The following is a paid presentation.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Enjoy yourself. It's better than you think.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO. It's brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, as we do every second and fourth Friday of the month, is Joe Sullivan. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Michelle.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
From 6 feet, more than 6 feet away.
We're keeping
social distancing going on here in the studio. We also have Brandon Levine. He is back with us, of course, the founder and CEO of Mercy Wellness. Thank you so much for being here, Brandon.
Thank you.
And Owen Guyon. Owen is the operations team and producer of Can I Help You? Thanks for being here, Owen.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk. It's on everyone's mind. It has very much altered the way your business is running right now and how you're serving our community. We have to talk about COVID-19 and how it's impacted operations at Mercy Wellness. So when you first started to hear about this coming, what was your reaction? What did you do at Mercy?
We kind of pulled together an upper management meeting to kind of identify where the choke points might be with packaging, all the financial needs, and we really started to strategize early on because we saw this thing coming, being something that we've never really experienced. We're trying to run through every scenario. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at first it was just packaging that we were worried about coming from China, but then it became a little bit bigger of a problem, and we started looking at our own internal needs with employees and them potentially being exposed. And so we've taken a lot of different measures to assure the other employees that we have that we're keeping it, you know, as clean as possible. Mm-hmm. We went down to pretty much no touch drive-through system. And it's really, about making sure that we're all doing our part.
Right. But prior to even getting to that point, because that happened fairly recently, what kinds of things were you doing as we were just sort of all still social distancing, but people were still coming into the store?
Well, I'll take the lead on that.
Sure.
Well, back in January, February, we had a company meeting. We have the first Wednesday of every month. We have a meeting, and we started going over like cleanliness tactics, started going over what the CDC was recommending back then. Mm-hmm. And so we had touch points in the store, like markers where to stand. We separated where people could sit. Then we started wiping down all points of contact every 30 minutes, just really started following what were the initial things to do before it became a global pandemic. And then as it started escalating, those executive meetings became longer and more frequent. And, you know, you start to adapt to the what you have to do to keep going. And that ended up being curbside. So we ended up being able to do the curbside.
Yeah. And that was something that you guys, it seemed like it was instantaneous. You were able to offer curbside.
Yeah, we kind of predicted that this was going to happen. So we reached out to the state and requested permission to allow us to do curbside. So I think that we got that approval a couple of days before we got the NCSL report. actually happened while I was doing an interview with Channel 2 News on camera. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
But they said, you know, we're going to have to shut down to curbside and delivery only. And luckily we had, you know, foreseen that might be an issue mm-hmm. In that short future. And we were able to get the approval. The state actually, it was the fastest we've ever gotten a response from them. I think we sent the email out and got a response back that they were approving our plan in like 12 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So the state was on it as well.
Wow. And how important was it? I mean, I had a sigh of relief that cannabis dispensaries were considered an essential business. Sure. Whereas, was there ever a concern that you weren't going to be included?
I mean, I think we all were concerned that that wasn't going to be included. But I can tell you the first person that showed up, you know, the day that they said, hey, curbside only, you're an essential business. The first person that showed up was a good representation of why we're open.
Yeah.
The guy was shaking. He was really confused. He didn't know how to do the online ordering. He, 30% of our customers are 55 and up. And not all of them are really tech savvy. So it was something that was very apparent right up front that we are an essential business because the anxiety levels that people have on a normal day are already high.
Yeah.
And then you get people going through this. It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
We put in place with the curbside and the delivery, you know, you're encouraged to order online. But like Brandon said, not everyone can do that or is able to do that. And so we've set up a concierge service out in the parking lot with the curbside. And so they're practicing the safe social distancing and taking all the safety precautions that are necessary. Mm-hmm. But we have people in the parking lot that are there to help still. And so we've been able to kind of marry the two to try to do the best we can. They're doing a tremendous job out there.
All right, so let's get into the nitty gritty. How does this work? Owen, you can walk us through how you now do this curbside with
Absolutely.
Mercy Wellness.
So for the customer, it's essentially the same before they show up. We encourage everybody to order online in advance. And that way when they get there, orders are all going to be packed and ready and they can seamlessly drive on through. Mm-hmm. If they don't, however, as Joe mentioned, we have a concierge there. And so they have their mobile tablet and it's kind of like when you go to In-N-Out Burger and they come and they take your order.
It's
your
just like In-N-Out.
So it's essentially like that. So they'll come and take their order right there. And our fulfillment team in the back are on it. Orders are filled quickly. And so after that is done, whether it's a concierge or an online order, they'll come in, show their confirmation. They'll pull into one of our 7 spots that we have right out in front of the dispensary. Mm-hmm. And within minutes, the order's filled. Currently for curbside pickup, we're cash and ATM. So we'll take debit ATM cards.
Okay.
Now, if you are interested in a delivery, it's cash only for now. But an important note is that orders for curbside pickup are cut off at 4 p.m. every day now. Delivery orders are cut off online at 6 p.m. So if you miss that window for pickup, you can still have the option of having your order delivered. And everybody that has ordered for pickup that missed that, we'll contact them and give them the option to have it delivered.
Okay.
So everybody really has a good shot of getting their medicine, even if they miss that window.
Right. And what have sales been like? I mean, have you seen an uptick as people are worried about having their medicine on hand?
I mean, as it was coming on, you saw a pretty sharp ramp go up real quick with the sales. But then the Nixle report came out and it was just like everybody flooded down there because they were worried about it running out like toilet paper.
Right,
you know? And so we saw a fairly large increase in sales, double sales on some of the days. And it's kind of went back down to what our normal sales would be right now, minus tourism. So we track where, you know, the different sales are being made from.
Sure.
And we've identified that the zip codes outside of our general trading area are not coming in, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sales are still okay, I think, because we're really established and We have a really great group of customers that believe in what we do. They come to us first. Mm-hmm. So we haven't seen a dip in sales, but I mean, I am projecting that might happen in the future with the way that the economy is going to be affected.
Yeah, that's a tough thing that we all are looking at.
Because we're strategizing for it as much as we can.
Yeah. And has it all of this impacted how you get products? Are you still able to get products for the store?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're lucky. We have, one of the things that's made us really successful is having long-term consistent relationships with our partners. You know, shout out to everybody that's in the essential workforce right now trying to go through it. You know, we're all kind of in it together. They're first and foremost, they wanted to make sure that their supply chain wasn't going to be affected. So they've been taking safety precautions and measures. They've been sharing that with us. You know, that all of the people that we work with share with us the measures they take to keep their drivers safe, to keep our intake team safe, so we can continue to get the product into and out to the store. And mm-hmm. so when those guys are checking it in, they're wiping it down, they're disinfecting it. Like, we're taking all these extra steps, and that's what our supply chain is doing too. And so we've been fairly lucky to have really strong partners, and we've been keeping it going. Mm-hmm. We haven't had anyone cancel. So, you know, everyone's taken the precautions necessary, but it's also a one day at a time approach. And, you know, I know for us, especially when it was that spike, you know, it's you want to make sure you don't run out, because it is treated like a medicine. Mm-hmm. And like Brandon said, that first customer, that patient that we had that day, it's medicine. And just like for the way I, reason why I use it daily, or else a bunch of other people, for whether it's coping mechanism or just to get you through being stuck in your house, you know, or for sleep or whatever it is, you know, that's why we're there. So
I mean, he was talking about how the suppliers, they're all hands on deck as well, because they know that this is a product that they believe in it for the same reasons we do. A couple of them even started making hand sanitizer. Canacraft made I don't know how many of them. I think it was in the paper. And then
I saw that.
Another group.
Yeah, Bloom Farms, which we've had on the show, Canacraft.
It's just awesome to see people like these companies, you know, use what resources they have to do what they can.
Yeah. So, and to keep the rest of us safe, too. I was so excited when I saw that from Canacraft.
Totally.
Especially knowing your relationship with them, going back, too, about how, you know, they're committed to keeping people healthy and well, and then this is just another layer of that too.
Sure.
To make sure that, you know, your bud tenders are able to sanitize, because that's been a hard thing to find.
Yeah.
And, you know, for businesses where you have people who might have, you know, autoimmune deficiency, whatever it might be, they're very worried about leaving their house. And so they need to have that reassurance that it's going to be clean when they come to Mercy
Wellness.
Yeah,
we had drivers dropping off toilet paper and sanitizer just in case you needed it. Like, here's some rolls, like we have some. It's just that whole activation around the community, and it's something that was like, you know, it's built on the backbones of this industry is that sense of community. So
we got to see this through two fires.
Yeah.
And, you know, our community is a really resilient community having to go through those two things. So hopefully that was like a little training lesson for what we have to deal with right now and in the future.
Yeah. At least our communication, I think, is really drilled in, right? Sure. We know how to talk to people
sometimes. If there's any positive to take out of it, it's just that now people kind of have this toolbox that they can go to, that they've been able to, you know, you have activations, you know what to do. It's like, you know, it makes things cute quickly, so you can just get through it.
People are getting along a lot better, it seems like, too. I mean, they're thankful for just the little things.
Yep.
Especially what we do, we get a lot of people really thankful, but I've talked with other people in other industries that are just like, I'm just, you know, doing a delivery for food, and these people are just so thankful, and it's, you know, it means a lot that everybody's doing their part.
Yeah. We're taking care of each other.
Yeah.
It means a lot. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Can I Help You with Mercy Wellness. Mercy Wellness does have curbside right now. And, of course, delivery is another option. We're going to be right back. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A Cannabis Talk Show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Listen Saturday mornings 9 to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. Brought to you on KSRO by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions from 9 to 11. The Good Food Hour from 11 to noon is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insights into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than
was it Rosemary says it's like the beginning.
And welcome back here to Can I Help You on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me we have Joe Sullivan, Brandon Levine, and Owen Guyon, all from Mercy Wellness, just giving us sort of a background of how Mercy is handling the current situation that we find ourselves in with COVID-19, making sure that the safety of both the employees, the patients who come, the customers who come, that everyone can feel confident coming to Mercy to get your medication, to get, if you are at home and you just want to be having some fun, that is another valid reason to use cannabis. There's lots of reasons that people are using cannabis right now. Anxiety, I'm sure, is right there at the top of the list. Sleep. It's tough to get a full night's sleep right now. I'm finding it myself just waking up, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and how am I going to get back to sleep? I know I have to do stuff later today. There's a lot of reasons that people are using cannabis, and it is very important that it's still available, that people can still come by to Mercy and pick it up. Let's talk a little bit more about delivery, because there have been some changes for delivery with Mercy Wellness.
Sure. Yeah, I think the biggest and most important is that we have knocked our delivery fee, which is $12 up to this point, down to $4.20.
$4.20. Okay.
So it'll cost you $4.20 to have the delivery made. We do have a minimum order of $25, which if you're buying flour, most of our flour that come in eighth or more is going to cover that. So not really need to worry about the minimum order fee, but the delivery fee of $4.20 is a big change that we made. And we think it's just going to be better for a lot of people, because I know, we all know a lot of people don't choose delivery just based on the delivery fee, and it's costly, but
we dropped it from $12 to $4.20.
That's a significant drop. Yeah, for sure.
It's about access at this point. You want to make sure everyone has access. But switching gears, kind of going into this second area here, I'm excited because Brandon's a mentor to me. He's also the CEO and owner of Mercy, so I'm excited to have him back on and just kind of refresh the listeners a little bit, the history of Mercy and kind of your background and why you wanted to enter the business.
Oh, man, this is a long one.
I know.
How much time we got?
I know. I mean, the history is I've been in the cannabis industry, really, selling probably since high school, but I wouldn't tell everybody that, just the people on the radio.
Just the microphone here.
But no, actually, I came out of the last recession in 2008, 2009. I was like, I need to do something. I was a contractor, and things weren't really panning out with our economy. And so we started Mercy in 2009. We opened in 2010, and we kind of fought our way out of that recession. And we're kind of working our way right back into another one, I guess. but the reason was, you know, I was growing and serving a bunch of different customers through Prop 215. And I just found that the demand for what I was doing was higher than what I could kind of legally do, I guess. And then I started doing some research and found, hey, there's a ordinance that allows for it. And we kind of moved forward with it. We didn't know that it was going to get us to, or I didn't know it was going to get us to where I'm at now. It's been a good ride, but it's been stressful at times.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have cannabis to relieve some of the stress.
To help us out with that, yeah. And you also are expanding, or in the process of expanding, Mercy Wellness.
So we have 8 licenses now, 3 retail, 3 cultivation, and then distribution, and 1 manufacturing. And they've been really fun projects to build out. One of them was Doobie Nights. I don't know if you got
a
chance
to see.
Yeah,
I've been a couple times. It's great.
They're doing a good job trying to keep everything together during this as well. It's been hard because they're not as established as we've been. We have 10 years behind us, so those guys are doing a good job at that. But it kind of takes away from the whole fun of going there because you can't go inside.
I know. The experience inside with all of the LED lights and the projections and everything, so much fun. But you can still look at it online.
Yeah.
And then the new location, which we've teased a few different times on the show, if you want to touch on Santa Rosa location for us.
Yeah, we're getting close. The city, I think, is getting close to letting us finish the last part of the building, Santa Rosa Avenue and Bennett Valley Road.
Yeah.
Steel building you might have seen on the corner there.
Sure.
Yeah, you can see it right under the overpass on 12 when you're coming off.
Yeah.
Easy access, you know, serving customers that we already have. It's kind of was strategically picked as a location. And then we have an app in Sonoma, the city of Sonoma. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
That was my next question. He beat me to it. But
nice.
Yeah, I'm curious and excited as well. I think they're allowing for one.
And the other applicants are some pretty stiff competition. So they're going to vet the top, 5 maybe applicants, and then pick the best one. So we're hoping that we are that one because we're already serving a lot of those customers. I think we saw like 2,600 customers last year from Sonoma alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's a fair amount that come out our way.
Yeah. One thing I'm super proud of too is like all this craziness is going on and uncertainty, but we're still kind of just chugging right along. The team, you know, just activates. And so I know there's some changes that are coming along at Mercy. Maybe want to touch on those a little bit. I saw the construction guys back in the back. That's always a good sign. And then, yeah, some of the other projects we got going on. I know the commercial cultivation was just getting launched.
Yeah. The whole master plan is coming together, but might be a little bit slowed by this.
Yeah.
You know, the retail experience that you'd see at Mercy will include a big viewing window into a really high-end water-cooled LED light grow.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then another viewing window. Then these windows are 8-foot high by 20-foot wide. And the other window will look into a GMP-certified extraction facility. So we'll have a concierge person there that will basically, like, give tours and explain to you what's going on. And then we finally just opened or planted our first plants 17 days ago with the craft farmer.
So excited.
And it's been a long, that's been a project that's taken 3 years, but we got the best team.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So much going on. Now part of my career up until recently has been in events, and my events have been canceled. Are there any events with Mercy that have been impacted by what we're going through right now?
We were scheduled to go to the Hall of Flowers down in
Palm Springs.
Yeah. And they put a quick stop to that. The 420. We've kind of put a halt on our planning for 420. It doesn't look likely.
That's unfortunate.
We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know. I know. We all have to just sort of be really able to flow.
I can say this, though, with certainty, though. If there's a possibility of it being able to happen, we'll find a way to make it happen. I know if it's in the cards, it's just obviously we're operating day by day. It's hard to forecast because things can change so quickly.
I am working on a project right now that will allow for events to be in your home.
Oh.
And I can't share too much right now because I'm under NDA.
Dropping gems. Darn it.
Yeah, wow.
I haven't heard this first
but
time.
It's
going to
be really, really cool.
Okay.
I know we're getting close to the end. Real fast, though, just to touch on it because it is important. Right now, we're delivering in Sonoma County. Are we considering to expand the delivery areas for anybody?
We're going to take over the world.
Perfect.
That's a good way to
answer. As of right now, I think Owen.
I would just say to our customers in Sonoma, pay extra attention and keep your eyes and ears peeled because we are talking about and looking to expand there at least maybe a couple days a week, if not more.
Okay, that's amazing. Well, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to everybody. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody, all the essential workers, everybody out there.
Our whole
appreciate
staff.
You guys. It's the staff, everybody out there smiling, doing their thing. I'm so appreciative.
Yeah. I increased their pay for this time being. One day double time, the next day time and a half, but then until we see a change, one and a quarter. So that's how much I appreciate them and know that they are the backbone of what we do. And
I will say too, when the owner's out there doing deliveries to the car, we follow from the top down at Mercy. Yeah. So it starts at the top.
That was fun.
It starts at, well, you know, it's nice to get out there. I was directing traffic. I had my little traffic sign.
Brandon and I had a little competition going to see who could drop more.
I think I was faster.
All right. Well, we've gone over our time this time, guys. I gotta let you go. We will see you again in 2 weeks. And again, you can find more information about delivery, about curbside at mercywellness.com. This is KSRO.